Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
Arlene was a little bit late for work. Now, you weren't late for the show. You were here about 10 to 6, but normally you come in about 20 past, half past 5.
Yes.
And you phoned to tell us that you were going to be late.
Yes.
And Marty and I mean, it happens regularly, Marty, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And so Marty and I always say, oh, yeah, I wonder what her excuse will be today. You know, I forgot to set my phone. I had to take my son to the diving, whatever. but today your excuse was the best excuse that we've ever heard. So I said, why are you running late, Arlene? And this is what you said.
I got caught up rescuing a horse.
No.
It's true.
We didn't expect you to say that, I'll be honest. So I got caught up rescuing a horse.
Yes.
Tell us what happened.
Well, I left the house at about 5:10, as I usually do, and I'm driving down the village.
Yeah.
And then I passed, it's up to the double take, as I passed a large black horse standing on the roadside with a huge tree stuck to its tail. So it wasn't in a field, it wasn't contained in any way, and it was injured. It was lame. Yes, it couldn't walk because of this massive tree that was attached to its tail.
Oh, okay. So it's obviously had a fight with the tree in the middle of the night.
It obviously has,
out the field, right? Okay.
Dragging the tree with it.
So Arlene doing her best Robert Redford. She was like the horse whisperer. She went up to it and she said, we're going to have to get you back in the field. I'll give you some hay if you come.
That's exactly what I did. So, I mean, I just had to switch the car off and go, okay, nobody around.
So you stopped, there was nobody else there, and you got the horse into the field all by yourself.
No, I didn't. What I had to do was, I thought, I'll get the tree out of its tail, and it stood there, and I did the whole eye thing. You kept my eyes down, because you're not supposed to eyeball a horse.
All right.
This is true.
So you've got previous experience with a horse?
I have, yes.
Okay.
So I was, you know, and put my hand out and it came and it had a wee sniff of me.
Did you say to it, why the long face?
Stop it.
And I managed to untangle its tail, get rid of the massive branch, and then it started to get a bit fruity. It was a wee bit kind of, oh, hello,
oh, it was a stallion,
and free.
Was he? Okay.
And it was lame, though. It obviously hurt itself with the tree. But the problem was the gate, where the closest gate was padlocked, so I then had to leave it, get in the car, drive back up the village and knock on the door of a pal of mine who has horses.
This is at 5:10 in the morning?
Yes. Yeah. So she came to the door in her nightgown looking decidedly sleepy, threw on some clothes, came down with me, and it turns out it was one of theirs.
Right.
So Jazz had managed to escape its field.
That's the name of the horse.
Yes.
Okay.
And we managed to get it in its enclosure, and it's all now being looked after.
Arlene Stewart, everybody.
Thank you very much.
And you know, if Dr. Doolittle ever retires,
I'm very good.
Then we know who to call on.
Yes.
So there you are. Isn't that the best excuse for being late for work ever? The words again, Arlene, that came out of your mouth were,
I got caught up rescuing a horse.